This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means we've got an hour or two to share with you some of the most important health information of the week, and we invite you to participate. You can call 877-726-8255. Get on the air, share a comment or a question with me. We look forward to hearing from you because, well, you're an integral part of the program. We've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about the problems associated with vampire facials. There's a risk of transmission of serious diseases. What are vampire facials? Well, you'll find out about that a little later in the program. We're going to talk about the unique circumstances of a hyper-vaccinated man. A story has emerged about a German man who, for, quote, personal reasons, had himself vaccinated against COVID 217 times, and he's the object of intense study. We're going to find out what has befallen him. 877-726-8255. Also, we'll talk about CGMs, continuous glucose monitors. Now they're going to be available over the counter for purchase. Our number, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go on big topic because those weight loss medications, they're all the rage. Drugs like Wegovy and Rybelsus and Ozempic and now Mounjaro, also known as Zepbound, are revolutionizing obesity and diabetes treatment. And they're also garnering enormous profits for their manufacturers. For instance, Novo Nordisk has now exceeded Tesla as one of the most highly capitalized companies in the world. And some of the early drugs, the semaglutide drugs, like Wegovy and Rybelsus and Ozempic, worked on GLP-1 alone. So GLP-1 is something that is an intestinal peptide that limits appetite, affects the brain, but also affects the digestive system, slows intestinal transit. Subsequent meds like Mounjaro is a double medication. It's got GLP-1 and there's another gastric peptide, GIP, gastric intestinal peptide, that work together to produce even more spectacular weight loss. So Mounjaro, the diabetes version of the drug, and Zepbound is the weight loss version of the drug in big demand. And so as if that weren't enough, the drug companies that make these things are in a gold rush to come up with new, better, stronger, more effective medications that attempt to minimize side effects while maximizing weight loss. There's a new category of drugs that are going to make the scene They're called amylin analogs. And these are said to deliver weight loss with reduced side effects of vomiting, nausea, and constipation. In one study, users lost on average, get this, 50 pounds, 20-plus percent of their body weight. There's also, in addition to the dual-action drugs like Mounjaro and Zepbound, there are triple-action drugs which combine the GLP-1 and the GIP with a new hormone, glucagon. That's a triple threat for weight loss. And soon there'll be an oral version of the potent injectable drug Ozempic. So, you know, this is going to revolutionize weight loss. Until recently, it was just a matter of willpower, exercise, dieting. But concerns are being raised over how sustainable these drugs can be. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal that just came out recently. There's no easy way to stop taking Ozempic. Those who go off weight loss drugs risk regaining weight, but staying on them forever isn't a realistic option. So there's a thoughtful op-ed in Journal of the American Medical Association from Dr. Darius, get the pronunciation correct, Darius Mozafarian. He's the John Mayer professor of nutrition at Tufts University. He's a big deal in the nutrition world. And he summarizes it this way, and I'm quoting, he says, one half of U.S. adults are interested in taking a prescription weight loss drug. 93 million meet the GLP-1 weight loss eligibility criteria. So it's like almost half the population of U.S. adults. U.S. list prices are $12,000 to $16,000 per year, and even with maximum negotiated discounts, costs will likely exceed $6,500 per year. So let's do the math. If all eligible U.S. adults receive GLP-1 agonists at discounts, the annual cost would be $600 billion. That's equal to all other U.S. prescription drug spending combined. So overnight, we could actually see prescription drug spending doubled. And that is unsustainable. There are hopes that competition will lower prices, but because they keep the innovation pipeline going with ever more powerful drugs that seek to minimize side effects, that's not likely. And drug companies have been savvy. Each GLP-1 agent is protected by approximately 20 patents. Many extend to 2040 or beyond. So they're not likely to go generic like other medications. Now you can get generic statin drugs relatively cheaply, but these drugs are going to be expensive for the foreseeable future. The problem, too, is that in trials of these medications, weight loss plateaus occur by 12 to 18 months. The weight loss is spectacular at first, then levels off, and finally it plateaus. And if the drug is stopped, patients generally regain the lost weight within a year. And that leads people to say, hey, I'm just going to stay on the medication. But can they? Real-world tolerability of these medications is also low. In one big study, only 27% of patients prescribed GLP-1 agonists were adherent after 1 year. They just couldn't stay on. They couldn't pay for it, or they didn't like the side effects. So the problem for the payers, whether it's the government or insurers, is that these medications may not really be cost-effective. And studies have looked at cost-effectiveness, because cost-effectiveness has to do with, are we really reducing medical costs for such problems as heart disease and diabetes in people who lose a lot of weight? No question, there's benefit, but the cost may exceed the benefit. They found incremental costs of $237,000 to $483,000 per QALY. QALYs are quality-adjusted life years. That's a way of assessing cost-effectiveness. And in one analysis, total healthcare costs among patients who adhere to these drugs doubled from approximately $13,000 per person before starting the drug to $26,000 after. So the benefits in terms of reducing whatever, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes expenses, progression to dialysis, you know, all the bad things that can happen when you're overweight, may be outstripped by the cost of these medications. So the solution, and this is a good one, that Dr. Mosafarian is proposing is that when we administer these drugs, we also should be administering them in the context of lifestyle counseling, which involves teaching people how to eat, teaching cooking, talking about exercise and sleep, leveraging telehealth, he says, apps, peer support, artificial intelligence. All eligible patients would receive GLP-1 agonists, plus a food is medicine program. And at 12 to 18 months, planned cessation of GLP-1 drugs would occur, but with continued nutrition counseling and lifestyle counseling for weight maintenance. And that may be a way to save the day, because undoubtedly there are benefits to these medications. A medication called Wegovy had just been approved for major heart disease prevention because overweight patients are at high risk for heart disease, and maybe they need to be on a statin, maybe they need to take daily aspirin, other drugs. But combining that with Wegovy, according to recent approval, could substantially reduce their risk for heart disease. But how sustainable is it? How cost-effective is it? Are we headed over the cliff in terms of our healthcare expenditures? We need a lifestyle approach and not just meds to address our problem of obesity. No matter how promising, how effective, how dramatically, strikingly effective these medications appear to be. 877-726-8255, our number. You can call and become part of the program. We invite you to join us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Did you serve in the military? If so, you can obtain a free lifetime pass to more than 2,000 federal recreation sites. These sites are located across more than 400 million acres of public lands, including national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. The lands host activities to fit any lifestyle, hiking, biking, fishing, camping, and much more. Gold Star families are also eligible for these free lifetime passes. Plus, they cover entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a car, or up to three additional adults at sites that charge per person. Obtaining one is easy. Just go to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or the National Park Service app.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
How much do you worry about your debt?
With over $15,000 I owe, constantly it keeps me awake at night.
Accelerated debt settlement can cut your debt by up to 85% and in as little as 7 to 12 months.
I could be free of debt in no time?
That's right. Other debt settlement companies can take years to negotiate down your debt, but accelerated debt settlement moves fast. Just call 1-877-314-1165.
The sooner I don't have to stress about my debt, the better.
Exactly. In just months, Accelerated Debt Settlement's legal team will negotiate your unsecured debt down 60, 80, even 100%. Your debt from credit cards, student loans, timeshares, medical expenses, and more cut down 60, 80, even 100%. And you'll save thousands of dollars in interest payments.
Finally, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And a good night's sleep.
Now get free of debt in a year or less with Accelerated Debt Settlement. Just call 1-877-314-1165 and we'll get to work for you. That's 1-877-314-1165.
1-877-314-1165. A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. That number available to you 24/7, 365, so if you're at your leisure during the week and maybe you missed the program, but you want to still call in with a question, call 877-726-8255 and leave a message with your question and we'll answer it on the air as we're about to with this one.
Lipoic acid for peripheral neuropathy.
Oh, okay. So alpha lipoic acid is a potent antioxidant that has been shown to be beneficial for peripheral neuropathy, particularly diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And the theory is that in diabetes, the high sugar levels cause free radical damage to the nerves, and by using alpha-lipoic acid, you can actually reduce some of the oxidative stress, quench the free radicals, and thus improve the symptoms. So, and the symptoms are, you know, sometimes pain, sometimes numbness, sometimes tingling, but also sometimes kind of a mushy feeling when you walk. So you don't really feel like you're firmly implanted on the ground. It can also result in foot injuries because you may walk funny and without having proper sensory awareness in your feet, you may create chronic injuries to your toes and your bones. And this is a problem for especially for diabetics. But there are other forms of neuropathy that are not necessarily related to high blood sugar. The dosage that is correct, according to a recent review, It says here, an oral dose of 600 milligrams once daily seems to provide the optimum risk-to-benefit ratio. In other words, if you take more, you might get slightly better results, but there are side effects associated with high intake of alpha-lipoic acid. It's tough on the stomach. Some people can't tolerate it. You really need to take it with food because if it hits you on an empty stomach, it can cause discomfort. It's a little acidic, you know, so it can cause some discomfort. I generally team it with benfotiamine, or some people pronounce it benfotiamine, which is an activated form of vitamin B1, and also acetyl L-carnitine. And that combo seems to be effective. I recently had a patient who was suffering from this with diabetes, did this program for a period of 6 weeks or a couple of months, and it relieved the pain and discomfort. It was like magic. It really worked well. So there you have it. Folks, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD. That's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products, perhaps the most important of the decade. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation. Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free, for those of you concerned about the effects of THC. Daily Balance provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. And it now comes in a 100-milligram option, super high, for those who need high levels of CBD each day to achieve their wellness goals. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line. Okay, a story has emerged about a German man who has had himself vaccinated against COVID 217 times. What could possibly go wrong? Well, he's been studied. The results are in. And we'll share those with you when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number for calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans deserve to know about the best services available to them. VA's new radio outreach page is a prime source for that information. The page, news.va.gov/outreach/radio, houses public service announcements that educate veterans on a cross-section of topics. That's news.va.gov/outreach/radio.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. That line is open for your calls this hour or next. And this story's been making the rounds, and it's quite an unusual story. Story has emerged about a German man in Magdeburg, Germany, who for, quote, personal reasons, skirted medical recommendations and had himself vaccinated against COVID, get this, 217 times. It's not clear how he did that, because my understanding is that if you go to a pharmacy to get a COVID shot, they've got a record of it, or at least they used to, and they would tell you, no, it's too early. You can't get it. You can only get it every 3 months or something like that, which is plenty enough time, and possibly even too frequently. Some people have gotten as many as 7, 8, 9 COVID shots that I've heard of. They just keep getting them and getting them. But 217 is way beyond the pale. And one has to ask, what are the personal reasons that could motivate a guy to get a COVID shot 217 times? And I suspect, we don't know the details, But I suspect this guy's got OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And he's, you know, he just got to do it again and again and again and again and again to relieve his anxiety about COVID. But the problem with obsessive compulsive disease is that it's an itch that you can't scratch. And the more you scratch, the more you itch, the worse it gets. That's the definition of obsessive compulsive disorder. Because normally when you have a desire or compulsion and you do something to satisfy it, it relieves the compulsion. But with people with OCD, it simply aggravates the compulsion. So researchers got wind of this and they recognized an opportunity to study this guy, because this is a unique circumstance. It's a little bit like I hearken back to a study of a guy who ate 88 eggs per day. And they said, well, let's study this guy and see what his cholesterol is and, you know, is he developing heart disease? And it turned out not. He had an extraordinary capacity to metabolize high cholesterol foods, which suggests the body can adjust. So what's going on with this guy? Well, they studied him from tip to stern, and they found that he isn't experiencing any untoward effects. So they say. They gleefully report that he's fine, with the exception, clearly, of extraordinarily high antibodies to COVID. I mean, he's really stoking those antibody responses every time he gets a COVID shot. So that's to be expected. But is he having any other untoward effects? Well, it's too early to say. But look for this report to be leveraged against vaccine skeptics, right? Because they're going to say, well, you know, you're worried about the effects of the vaccine. Well, here's a guy who got it 217 times. He's fine. So don't worry. It's okay. There has been concern that's been raised over the possibility that the more you get vaccinated, to some extent, there's a backfire effect that it will actually cause a decline in your immunity. It's called immune exhaustion. It's like if you keep putting the pedal down on the metal in your car, you may wear out your engine. And it may be that the more shots you get, the more your immune system responds until it's finally exhausted and there's no response left at all. But this guy needs to be followed because it's a unique circumstance. He really is the object of scientific inquiry. But I'm thinking, what could possibly go wrong with a guy who got 217 COVID shots? Ultimately, we'll see. 877-726-8255 our number. And if fatigue is an issue for you, well, for whom is it not from time to time, and for some people chronically, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age. We peak in terms of energy production, and then it's downhill. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and also improve your body's natural energy production is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. I just had a conversation with John Casey, the CEO of the company that makes NT Factor, Nutritional Therapeutics, and he shared with us clinical trials that show that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also has anti-aging effects. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas like ProPax with NT Factor. There are immune support formulas, targeted nutrition. And then there's pure NT Factor that I like. I use the NT Factor powder that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years and have prescribed it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. There are good folks there who will actually talk to you, help you with your product selection. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, 877-726-8255 our number. Some people choose to call when we're not live on the air and record a question, as did this person. Let's take it.
I have been taking Motrin because I have bone cancer and have a lot of pain. The Motrin I've been taking for quite a while, six a day, for about 4 or 5 months now. Is my liver in jeopardy?
Well, it turns out that when it comes to Motrin, it is less about the liver than it is about the kidneys, because long-term high-dose use of this type of medication, Motrin, Aleve, ibuprofen, these medications can actually cause, ultimately, kidney failure. And I've actually seen a couple of cases in my practice of people who took, you know, doses like yours, moderate doses, but ultimately ended up on dialysis because they didn't tolerate those high doses. Now, it doesn't happen to everyone. Some people have good kidney reserve and they can tolerate it. But I would be careful and I would keep, get monitored by your physician to make sure that that's not happening. And then, you know, consider alternative medications that don't have a kidney effect. Now, when it comes to the liver, the big culprit is acetaminophen. And acetaminophen or Tylenol is often combined with other more potent medications, opiates, synthetic opiates, that will affect the liver. And even relatively small doses of Tylenol can cause liver problems. And there are many cases of severe liver damage, liver failure that occur in people who take acetaminophen at high doses, and even, you know, moderate doses, even as directed. But chronically, especially if they're drinking booze or they have a poor diet, they need adequate glutathione to detoxify the Tylenol. And the way that if I have to take Tylenol, for me, Tylenol provides relief. If I'm, you know, having a fever, I get very achy. And Tylenol gives me blissful relief, but I make sure that I team it with N-acetylcysteine or NAC, because NAC actually salvages the glutathione pathway that is interfered with by acetaminophen. And so it's actually, you know, you got it backwards. It's the so-called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin, Advil, ibuprofen. These medications affect the kidneys primarily, and it's acetaminophen or Tylenol that affects the liver. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, there are all these ads, and they appear, and then they disappear. And the first thing was about, and there was this lady in a wheelchair, and she cackled, "I got this wheelchair absolutely free from Medicare." And I thought, I wonder if this isn't some kind of scam. And then that disappeared because there's some investigations, because people really weren't appropriate for wheelchairs. They got, you know, expensive wheelchairs, and Medicare was billed exorbitant amounts for wheelchairs that didn't cost very much anyway. And it was a scam. And then there were these ads for urinary catheters. You know, not a lot of people use urinary catheters, but, you know, for some reason these ads appeared on cable TV. Get your urinary catheters for free. You're entitled to them. The government will pay for them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, here's an alert from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General, Consumer Alert, Urinary Catheter Scams. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General is alerting the public about a fraud scheme involving durable medical equipment, specifically urinary catheters. They say that scammers are targeting Medicare enrollees through phone calls, internet ads, and text messages with offers of, quote, free services, medical equipment, or even gift cards. Wow, you get a bonus gift card upon confirming their personal information and eligibility for specific Medicare services. All you have to do is give them your Medicare number, your Social Security number, all your private information, and then they'll send you the catheters. Or maybe not. They say the enticement for the individual is that they are qualified for items at no cost or free. And once the scammers obtain the enrollee's personal information, they bang Medicare incessantly and bill them for services that are either delivered or for which they hike the fees exorbitantly, or they simply don't deliver the services. So they say that they will begin to bill for medically unnecessary urinary catheters that may or may not actually be sent to the enrollee. So that's a consumer alert. You know, just if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. And unfortunately, seniors are often the target of these scams because they say, hey, you know, yeah, I could use that. You know, I'll go for it. No problem. And they're gullible. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, do you want to improve your ability to get noticed by recruiters, build your network, find and apply for jobs, and gain career support? The business social media site LinkedIn is offering veterans, their spouses, and active duty military a year of free access to LinkedIn Premium, a more than $300 value. With Premium, you also get a year of unlimited access to more than 15,000 courses through the LinkedIn Learning platform. Build your professional brand and gain the skills needed to be successful in all stages of your career. Go to socialimpact.linkedin.com. Family caregivers and Fry scholars are also eligible for a free one-year premium subscription.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Kitchen countertops are about to get a lot more fun. Unveiled at the recent Consumer Electronics Show, the BarSys 360 is a robotic bartender, which lets you create personalized cocktails with the push of a button. Pour up to six spirits and mixes into the various compartments, and in the BarSys app, type in what you've got, like vodka, gin, soda water, tonic, juice, and so on. With its more than 2,000 recipes, the app will then show you what you can make or create your own recipe. And the BarSys 360 360 will perfectly measure and mix it for you. Place a glass under the spout, and within a couple of seconds, you're ready to sip your cocktail. The company, Barsys, says the Barsys 360 includes famous drinks from well-known bartenders and mixologists from around the world. The cost? $475. Head on over to thebarsys.com for more. That's THEBARSYS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How much do you worry about your debt?
With over 15,000 I owe, constantly it keeps me awake at night.
Accelerated debt settlement can cut your debt by up to 85% and in as little as 7 to 12 months.
I could be free of debt in no time?
That's right. Other debt settlement companies can take years to negotiate down your debt, but accelerated debt settlement moves fast. Just call 1-877-314-1165.
The sooner I don't have to stress about my debt, the better.
Exactly. In just months, Accelerated Debt Settlement's legal team will negotiate your unsecured debt down 60, 80, even 100%. Your debt from credit cards, student loans, timeshares, medical expenses, and more cut down 60, 80, even 100%. And you'll save thousands of dollars in interest payments.
Finally, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And a good night's sleep.
Now get free of debt in a year or less with Accelerated Debt Settlement. Just call 1-877-314-1165 and we'll get to work for you. That's 1-877-314-1165.
1-877-314-1165. DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You want to get in on the action with a question or comment this hour or next. Vampire facials are a thing, and they are so named because blood is taken from you and then spun down in a centrifuge, and then the platelet-rich plasma, the clear part, along with blood platelets, which can be separated out with a centrifuge, are then extracted and injected back into your skin. And this is thought to be rejuvenative, and I think, you know, there may be something to this. They use PRP sometimes for injuries, for repair of tendons and tendonitis, and they use this for various. So they even use it for hair regrowth. Not sure how effective it is, but it's a thing. Well, there's a problem at a clinic in New Mexico. It's a medical spa where five cases of HIV infection were associated with cosmetic plasma-rich platelet-rich plasma, PRP, microneedling. Well, the microneedling, in other words, they just they punch a lot of holes in your face, basically. And then they're injecting the PRP under the skin. But there's a problem, because if you don't do it right and you reuse needles, or if you inject other secret sauce substances along with the PRP, which is sometimes used, and maybe you stick a needle in the bottle, and it's a single-use bottle, but you decide you want to save money, and you use it on several different clients, you can have contamination. So from 2018 to 2023, four former clients of the spa and one sexual partner of a client were diagnosed with HIV. So they launched an investigation. When a female client of the Albuquerque spa received an HIV diagnosis after taking a test while she was traveling abroad, she had no known HIV risks, except that she had received cosmetic PRP microneedling at the spa that spring. So they launched an investigation, and the investigators found, quote, dozens of used needles throughout the spa, improperly disposed of in multiple trash cans, and stuffed into drawers in the client treatment rooms. Unlabeled syringes were, quote, loaded with unknown biologics and were stored next to coffee creamer and cheese slices in a snack refrigerator, which is also not correct procedure. Investigators also found unlabeled tubes and vials of human blood in the refrigerator next to the food. Many of the vials appear to have been used several times, and that is clearly not the way to use injectables. They're single-use vials, and yeah, you can save money, but, you know, make them go further. You know, use them five times instead of once. They say, quote, clearly there was a wide scope of contamination and infection control violations at the spa that indicated the potential for transmission of multiple bloodborne pathogens from multiple sources. What happened here is that of the total five cases, cases 1, 2, 3, and 5 had received at least one vampire facial at the spa. It is possible that case 3 had HIV before and was the source of the HIV, and that blood products from case 3 were admixed with the treatments for cases 1, 2, and 5. Case 4 was the sexual partner of case 3, so you can't blame the vampire facial on that. The suggestion is that if you want to get a vampire facial, you need to protect yourself by making sure the facility that you go to has a clinical license to perform cosmetic injections, and that they use sterile supplies, and that they appropriately label specimen containers and don't reuse bottles frequently. So there you have it. That is not good. A new study suggests that diet drinks may be associated with atrial fibrillation. They did a study on the impact of sugary beverages and artificially sweetened beverages and their relationship to atrial fibrillation. And the curious thing is that the magnitude of the effect was a 20% increase for artificially sweetened beverages, as opposed to beverages containing real sugar, was only a 10% increase. Mechanistically, it's not clear what's going on, but it may be that sugar and ersatz substitutes for sugar exert their harmful effects via alterations of the microbiome. And there definitely have been studies that suggest that alterations in the microbiome, there's a heart-gut connection, and that this may increase the propensity to atrial fibrillation. So there you have it. Stay away from those soda beverages, whether sugary beverages or even the artificially sweetened ones. Not good in terms of many health outcomes, but now linked to higher risk of atrial fibrillation. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine and your phone calls.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517. Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The 2024 presidential campaign is heating up.
Both campaigning in Georgia this weekend, former President Donald Trump focusing on the death of nursing student Lakin Riley.
Lakin Riley would be alive today if Joe Biden had not willfully and maliciously eviscerated the borders of the United States and set loose thousands and thousands of dangerous criminals.
President Biden in Atlanta on migrants.
Donald Trump calls them vermin. Poisoning the blood of America.
Saying he'll work to secure the borders while creating legal pathways for those who are here.
Farm workers, essential workers, who helped us through the pandemic and are part of the fabric of our community.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details emerging on a military helicopter crash in Texas.
Authorities have released the names of the three who died in the incident. The New York National Guard troops were Chief Warrant Officer Casey Frankowski and Chief Warrant Officer John Gracia. Border Patrol Agent Chris Luna was also killed. A National Guard soldier who was seriously injured remains hospitalized. Cause of the crash still under investigation. Jason Walker reporting.
Actor Robert Downey Jr. finally wins an Oscar, taking home the award for Best Supporting Actor for his role as Louis Strauss in Oppenheimer. He was previously nominated for Best Actor in 1993 for Chaplin and Best Supporting Actor in 2009 for Tropic Thunder. Oppenheimer won Best Picture. Christopher Nolan won Best Director for Oppenheimer. Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things. Cillian Murphy won Best Actor for Oppenheimer. Divine Joy Randolph won Best Supporting Actress for her work in The Holdovers. It's her first Oscars nomination and win. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As you all know, that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Sweden decides to resume funding a UN agency that employed members of Hamas.
Another top donor to the UN agency aiding Palestinians said that it would resume its funding. Sweden's decision comes weeks after numerous countries halted financial support in response to Israeli allegations against the organization. Sweden's reversal came as a ship bearing tons of humanitarian aid is preparing to leave Cyprus for Gaza. International donors are launching a sea corridor to supply the besieged territory. The health ministry in Gaza said that more people, including a 2-month-old infant, had died because of malnutrition, increasing the total number of hunger-related deaths in the conflict to over 24. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Hamas has been stealing humanitarian aid. The Los Angeles Police Department is on a citywide tactical alert due to pro-Hamas radicals outside the Oscars. Some celebrities had to walk a mile to the venue due to protest. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some Chiefs football fans undergo amputations due to frostbite.
Kansas City Chiefs fans are known for their fiery passion for their team. So much so, at least a dozen people lost fingers and toes to frostbite. After sitting through the wild card playoff game between the Chiefs and the visiting Miami Dolphins January 13th, the temperature was minus 4 with a wind chill of minus 27. The Research Medical Center says not only did about 12 people undergo amputations, more are expected as frostbite injuries progress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The brother of an LSU women's basketball player is under arrest after jumping onto the court during a fight that broke out in the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship game against South Carolina. The fight started when LSU's Flauje Johnson was called for an intentional foul and was knocked to the floor by another player. South Carolina went on to beat LSU 79-72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And today we have a wonderful show teed up for you. At first, I'm going to talk about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And then I'm going to talk to you a lot about a business opportunity with a shout out to a specific group of individuals here in a little bit. But first of all, the most commonly asked question that I have received with my firm Senior Care Consulting over the past 21 years is, and it's a really good and important question, hey, Steve, when's the right time to move? Move from our home to assisted living, long-term care, memory care. When should we move? We don't want to move too soon because we really love living here. We don't want to wait too late. Okay, when is the right time to move? And obviously there are a few examples of when it's extremely obvious and you just can't miss it. But most of the time it's not so obvious. So I like to say that the following things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Okay, and the first issue, when it is no longer safe to live at home. So we have a safety issue, a lot of examples of that, and I think I've heard them all. But a very, very common one, leaving the stovetop burners on. I can't even tell you how many times I've heard all of the stories. And a lot of these, by the way, pretty obvious, they're related to having dementia or having some form of cognitive issue where you're just forgetful. So leaving the stovetop burners on, obviously that's an easy one to fix. You can flip the breaker that goes to the electric stove, cut off the gas that goes to the gas stove, and you can fix that, but that's a major, major safety issue. Wandering away and not able to find your way back home. So going out for a walk and ended up, you know, a couple of miles away, walking down the street, not sure where you're at or how to get home. What might be even worse is driving away. My own grandpa did this. They lived in Topeka, Kansas. He went out on an errand and ended up in Lawrence, Kansas, not that far away, but it wasn't Topeka, Kansas. It's probably about 30 miles away. And fortunately, I was able to find him and get him home safely. But that's a major, major issue. And a lot of these missing persons reports or maybe bulletins are in the form of a silver alert. I see them all. They're just happening all the time now, where someone is looking for a loved one who either walked away or drove away, and they're missing. And usually that ends up in a positive way. They get home. Once in a while, you'll hear a real tragedy in a situation like that. Another one, malnutrition and dehydration. That is a major issue. Not eating right, not drinking right, unsanitary living conditions just due to the inability to take care of things around the house, take care of yourself as a person. Injuries at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations, those are all fairly obvious. Don't ignore them. All these things are signs of you to take action and do something about it. Here's one that flies under the radar. Not taking your medications on time, or maybe not taking them at all. So taking your medications on time and properly, that becomes more and more important as we get older and older. But guess what? A lot of times you may forget to do that, and then that could have negative consequence. Elder financial abuse, that one makes me sick to my stomach. It is so common. It is unbelievable. So when there's a safety issue, when it's no longer safe to live at home, that should definitely trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number two, this is a very close number two, maybe even a 1A. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, we're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and, of course, your physical health. So what happens, and I think I see this most frequently when you have an elderly spouse caring for an elderly spouse, and they're doing the best they can, but at some point they're just not able to keep up, and they're just being crushed by the weight and the stress of being a caregiver. So as a caregiver, men and women, we place our own needs on the back burner. We're second. And we put the needs of the person we're caring for, because we love them so much, we put them first. Then we start skipping our doctor's appointments and dentist appointments, and we start bowing out of social events, and we withdraw from our church, and all of a sudden we're just out here on this island, and we're really starting to fail. Stress is a very, very powerful and destructive force, and I won't get into all the gory details and all the terrible stories, but let me just say this. I've heard way more than I ever wanted to know about people who passed away because of this crushing pressure of the stress of being a caregiver. They passed away before the person they're caring for. And now, who's going to look after them? You can't let that happen. So if you're the family and you're seeing your mom caring for your dad caring for your mom, and you're seeing some negative ramifications on that, you're going to have to do something about that. You have to step in. You've got to do something. And you should consider bringing help in, or consider moving to a senior care community. Number three. It could be a financially driven decision. When the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive, that could do it. That could do it. I'm a huge, huge fan of home care, bringing someone in, professional help on an hourly basis. It could help you remain independent at home for years and years to come. But the fact is, the cost of home care, as with everything else, has gone up quite a bit. When the need for in-home support increases to 24 hours a day, you're going to be looking at $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And I don't know too many people who could afford that for very long. So it could be a financially driven decision. And then number four, last but not least, when the care you provide is just not enough, you just can't keep up. Why not consider changing your role from being that hands-on caregiver to the care manager? Become an advocate for your loved one, meaning get out in the marketplace, choose a great senior care community. Let them do all the heavy lifting. Let them worrying about medications and what to have for dinner and shower time and all of the things and making sure that they receive everything that they need and their activities and their sleeping schedules and all of it. Let them worry about that and take care of that. That's what they're paid to do. And then you can transition back to your traditional role of the loving husband, the loving spouse, the loving wife, the loving son, daughter, granddaughter, grandson. You can transition back to your role and be there for them and speak for them and look after them and help the staff understand. Dad's a night owl. Or you know, mom's up with the chickens in the morning. She gets up at the crack of dawn. Okay, I had one of my clients. He had to educate the dietary staff on what to feed his mother and what not to feed his mother because she was kind of picky. And the thing that caught him off guard was, he said, "Never serve my mother fowl." And they're like, "What?" Come again? What did you say? Look, if it has a beak on it, she's not going to eat it. She won't complain. She'll just go without. So he said, a nice turkey dinner at my house on Thanksgiving? Nope, didn't happen. Right? So it grilled chicken and eggs for breakfast? None of it. She won't eat it. Right? And so speak for your loved one. Advocate for them. Be there for them. Make sure they receive everything they need and return to your original role of whatever that was. So those are the four things that should trigger the conversation of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week, it's always a good idea to wait until the last minute to choose a senior care community. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. It is always a good idea to wait until the last minute to choose a senior care community. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And if you've listened to this program for any time at all, you knew it was false. I'm constantly preaching proactive, proactive, proactive. Do not wait until the last minute, because guess what's going to happen? The best places in the market, they have waiting lists. They're typically full. They may have a waiting list of one or two or three people. They may, like some of the places I've contacted recently, they have a waiting list of somewhere between 19 and 20 to 30 people on the wait list. I am not exaggerating that. They're the best places, and guess what? Everyone wants to move in to the best place. So if you wait until the last minute and you absolutely have to move, then you're going to be stuck with the inventory that's currently available, and it may not be at the best place. I'm just telling you the truth. So... and guess what? Sometimes stuff happens, right? You could have a fall. You could have there could be a stroke or a heart attack or some unexpected medical event, and all of a sudden you have to react, and you have to do the best you can. That's when I think my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we may do our best work in those type of emergent type of situations, crisis situations. But everybody is a lot more comfortable, and I think overall would make a better decision without the pressure of that crisis bearing down. So if you think that you're going to need to move in the next 3 or 4 months, 6 or 8 months, maybe even upwards of a year, for less than a year, it is not too late to get out, do your homework, make some decisions. Get your name on a wait list or two. And then at that point, it's just managing the wait list and figuring out the exact time that you need to move. But at that point, you are in control. You are really managing the whole process, and you have made decisions and choices that you're going to be able to move into some of these places because you've been proactive. So hopefully that makes sense. All right, so I'm going to shift gears. A lot of you know that with Senior Care Consulting, and I'm going to start to break this down here, but with Senior Care Consulting, we offer a placement service with integrity. We help our clients through the search and selection process so that they can make an informed decision, move forward with confidence. And it's a, I mean, it's a spectacular service. It's a red carpet service. We do roll out the red carpet for our clients. And I've been wanting to expand the footprint for quite some time. And so now Senior Care Consulting is expanding nationally through the franchising model. So we're going to kind of get into this. But first, I wanted to just share a story with you. I don't know if I've ever even shared this on the radio. I may have maybe once. But I want to tell you a story of what really propelled me to start my own business in the first place. And I think a lot of people will be able to relate to this. So I was hired as a vice president of sales and marketing for a large senior care company. And frankly, I turned down an offer from another company that would have paid me more money. I thought this one paid a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. But I felt like, but it was less. But I felt like this was a better career move, and just had a better, you know, longevity and career path, and you know, all of those sort of things. So I felt like this is a better long term fit. So I was excited, and I started with the company, and I had been there for about, you know, less than 3 months, and I was, just as a side note, I was in the air on company business during 9/11. That's about a two-beer story. Let me just say that. Maybe I'll share that one of these days, but that was, I mean, obviously I made it, but that I'll tell you that story another time. So I come back from one of the trips out around the country, trying to figure out what we have and where we could do improvements and all of the things that a vice president of sales and marketing would be responsible for, getting the census up, et cetera, et cetera. And I get a call in, and my boss said something to the effect of the company had kind of come into some financial issues, and we need to do a knee-jerk reaction, and we need to eliminate a lot of the positions and just kind of ride this thing out. Well, they eliminated a lot of positions, and I was the brand-new six-figure VP. So guess who's the first guy got cut? That was me. Less than 3 months. About a week before that, I found out that my wife was pregnant with our second child. So I went from employed to my position was eliminated. It was right after 9/11. No one was hiring. And now I have a wife pregnant with our second child. And we were very excited about that. But there we go. There's a lot of stress right there. That was on a Thursday. That next Monday, a few days later, we find out my wife is pregnant with triplets. It was right after 9/11, no one's hiring. So I called my wife from the car on my way home. I was very upset about this. And this is not the first time that that's happened. Okay? I've been downsized and right-sized and involved in multiple mergers. Every single time, I was never the incoming. Every single merger, I was the outgoing. So I've got all kinds of war stories where somehow just corporate America just never quite worked out for me. I told my wife, went home, kind of licked my wounds, had my tail between my legs. It's painful. And they said, well, Steve, you know, don't take it personal. It's just business. I'm like, yeah, no. I'm taking that personally. Right? So, and then my wife, you know, finds out a few days later we're expecting triplets. We both kind of freak out. Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? It was at this moment that I vowed this would never, ever happen to me again, ever. Having my destiny in someone else's hands. It was at that exact moment I decided to start my own business. And I said, if it's going to be, it's up to me. Can anyone relate to that story? I know a lot of you can relate to that story. And I'll have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception, revealing the complexities of their relationship. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
And in as little as 7 to 12 months.
I could be free of debt in no time?
That's right. Other debt settlement companies can take years to negotiate down your debt, but accelerated debt settlement moves fast. Just call 1-877-314-1165.
The sooner I don't have to stress about my debt, the better.
Exactly. In just months, Accelerated Debt Settlement's legal team will negotiate your unsecured debt down 60, 80, even 100%. Your debt from credit cards, student loans, timeshares, medical expenses, and more cut down 60, 80, even 100%. And you'll save thousands of dollars in interest payments.
Finally, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And a good night's sleep.
Now get free of debt in a year or less with Accelerated Debt Settlement. Just call 1-877-314-1165 and we'll get to work for you. That's 1-877-314-1165. 1-877-314-1165.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you stream your podcasts. All right, so I shared my story with you. It was at that moment I said never, ever again. And I'm trying not to swear. My blood pressure's going up, reliving all of that. Oh, it's not personal, Steve. Yeah. Keep telling yourself that. It was personal, 100% personal. At about the same time, I was watching over my grandparents, and I have told this story. I helped them transition from their home to a senior care community. I had been doing a lot of prayer, a lot of praying, asking for guidance, and I was just trying to figure out. I felt like I was at a major fork in the road. Can anyone relate to that? Where it's decision time. You're going to have to choose. You're going to have to go that left path or the right path. And that's when I decided to create a service helping other people in the same way that I helped my own grandparents. Through that search and selection process when moving from your home to a senior care community. And that's now called Senior Care Consulting. And again, we're expanding through the franchise model. We have prime territories that are wide open. I'm looking for the right people to expand into all the prime territories all across the country. I am particularly interested in speaking with people who have experience in the business of senior care. So, for example, nursing home administrators, assisted living executive directors, directors of nursing, sales and marketing representatives, business development representatives. And there are other functions within senior care as well that I think could probably do a great job. If you have an excellent reputation in your marketplace, you may be a good fit as a senior care consulting franchise owner. If you have worked hard in your marketplace to develop business relationships throughout all levels and types of senior care, you may be a good fit to become a senior care consulting franchise owner. If you have relationships with elder law attorneys, estate planning attorneys, home care companies, home health companies, hospice providers, financial advisors, and other professionals that could refer their clients to you for placement assistance, you may be a good fit to own a senior care consulting franchise. If you've been burned by employers, like I have, how many times? And if you're tired of working hard to build someone else's business, if you're tired of working hard to make someone else's dreams come true, maybe it's time to explore owning your own business
and working for yourself. See if you can relate to some of these stories. These are real stories. And I could probably go on for hours with stories like this. So I know of a nurse. She was an LPN. She worked very hard to earn her degree and become a registered nurse. So the first of the year. She informed her employer of this, and they were supposed to give her a pay raise up to the RN rate rather than the LPN rate as of the first of the year. And here we are in March, by the way. However, they did not follow through. She discussed this with them several times, and still, just crickets, nothing. To make matters worse, she knows of another LPN that did the same thing, got her RN, and she got a bump right away, first of the year, just like it's supposed to happen, but not her. So she finally had to say, hey, guys, if you don't change my pay rate to the RN rate, by 5 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be handing in my notice. I mean, she had to really just completely force the issue. And, well, what do you know? Voila. It was taken care of. Just like that. Click. Just in a matter of minutes. But then they had the nerve to be unhappy with her. And they reprimanded her for being unprofessional. Can you believe that? Because, after all, how dare she stick up for herself? So they reprimanded her for her getting on to them about them not doing their job. This is an employer that doesn't give a rip about her. They could not care less. And they just demonstrated that to her. So if I had to guess, she's probably going to be looking for other opportunities because of that whole experience. So, does this sound familiar to you? Have you been in a situation where your employer has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that they just really don't care about you? If so, you may be a candidate for owning your own business. Here's another one. Are you a sales and marketing or business development representative? And do you have just some absolutely unattainable goals that have been handed down to you? I mean, I know so many great people who work for a company, and that company is just using them. They're just grinding them up, just spitting them out. They're given unreachable goals. You work yourself to a frenzy. You work yourself sick. And you can't make the numbers. And they know you can't make the numbers. And then you get reprimanded for it. I'd like to ask you a question. Why are you still there? Why do you continue to be abused like that? Why? You could be working for yourself and working toward your goals and building your business. And you could set aggressive yet attainable goals. And you could be building your business incrementally, year over year over year. Here's one. Are you a nursing home administrator or assisted living executive director? Let me tell you what. I have total respect, 100% respect, for anyone in that position. I think it may be the most difficult position in the United States of America. And did you know that I was a nursing home administrator and executive director at the assisted living level, both? And I know that when I was an administrator, I'll tell you what, the one thing that I loved about the position, I loved my residents. I loved them. And I cried when one of them would pass away. It was like I just lost a family member. Very upsetting. I loved my seniors. I loved my residents. But I'll tell you what, as an administrator, I felt like everyone was just shooting arrows at me. It's just how I felt. Your company is constantly on you about performance. the state is always coming at you. I mean, always coming at you, shooting arrows at you with surveys, complaints, and deficiencies. The families are complaining about the smallest of things, even though you're trying your absolute hardest and you are doing a good job. You feel like you just can't win. If that's you, and I know there are a lot of people listening to this saying, that's me. Maybe it's time for you to consider owning your own business and taking matters into your own hands. Maybe you're at that fork in the road that I found myself in. And you're getting just ground up by your company in a sales position. Or you're just being treated poorly because you're in a big system and you're just a number. And they prove time and time again that you don't really mean anything to them. If that is the case, if I'm talking to you, reach out to me at Senior Care Consulting at 833-SCC-FRAN, 833-SCC-FRAN. You can also go online at seniorcareconsulting.com, click on the franchise tab, and let's talk, and let's see if this makes sense for you. Don't go away. I have a whole lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects
prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
How much do you spend from your paycheck in about 100 days?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The federal government is on pace to spend over $1 trillion per every 100 days.
Are Speaker Johnson and congressional Republicans doing anything about it?
Enough is enough.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Kitchen countertops are about to get a lot more fun. Unveiled at the recent Consumer Electronics Show, the BarSys 360 is a robotic bartender, which lets you create personalized cocktails with the push of a button. Pour up to six spirits and mixes into the various compartments, and in the BarSys app, type in what you've got, like vodka, gin, soda water, tonic, juice, and so on. With its more than 2,000 recipes, the app will then show you what you can make or create your own recipe. And the BarSys 360 will perfectly measure and mix it for you. Place a glass under the spout, and within a couple of seconds, you're ready to sip your cocktail. The company, BarSys, says the BarSys 360 includes famous drinks from well-known bartenders and mixologists from around the world. The cost, $475. Head on over to thebarsys.com for more. That's thebarsys.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so let me just wrap up the program here by talking about the placement service and our business model. It is impressive. It is different in a very good way. Let's just jump in here. So with Senior Care Consulting, I like to say that we offer a placement service with integrity. So we meet with our clients. We conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment. So we have to know what we're looking for before we conduct our research, right? So we ask a ton of questions, really good questions. We have to answer the five big points. What level of care do we need? What type of care? Payment method, it's all so expensive. Location parameters, any personal preferences and needs. It also answers quite a few other questions, but we've got to have those, at least the big five there, right? Now we have a detailed description of exactly what we're looking for. And then at that point, we research the entire marketplace, all of it, and we narrow it to our top options. Then the next step, I said this is a red carpet service. We do roll out the red carpet for our clients. The next step is we're going to take a tour of the top communities with our clients. When we're there, we're going to get a good look and see everything that we need to see. And then we ask a lot of questions on behalf of our clients. And I'll tell you what, I've been an administrator and executive director. So I think I look at this differently than most folks. And this is exactly what I did with my own grandparents. It's exactly what I did. The process is the same. So I ask a lot of questions that most people would never even know to ask. So we're just gathering a lot of really, really useful and helpful information. And again, we see everything we need to see. We're in and out of each place in about an hour. The whole thing just takes a few hours of our client's time. To put that in perspective, if people are doing this on their own, they're spending 50 to 100 hours running around, looking at all these places. Not sure exactly what they're doing, but they're trying to do their very best. Our clients are done in just a few hours, so we save them an unbelievable amount of time. But the top benefit, the primary benefit, is the information. we create a report that has all the questions asked, all the information discovered. We calculate their exact staffing ratios. We report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspections. So now our clients have a wealth of objective information on the top places meeting their exact needs, and now they can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That is what it's all about for us. We help people make one of the biggest decisions and most important decisions they will ever make in their entire lifetime. This is a deeply personal service, and I'm so proud of the way that we're able to help our clients. I'm so proud. I want to explain to you the business model. Again, we offer a placement service with integrity. Our clients pay us a reasonable flat fee for service to walk with them, to walk alongside them through this search and selection process. Okay, so they would retain us just like you'd retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that helps you through a process. This is the process that we help our clients through, the search and selection process, helping them make the best decision they could possibly make. So the other side of that is we don't receive any compensation from any provider. I have not received one single penny from any provider over all of these years, not a penny. And believe me, I've been offered the moon. I've been offered Chiefs tickets. And if you know anything about football, you can't hardly get Chiefs tickets these days. I mean, the prices are astronomical. I've been offered Chiefs tickets. I've been offered airfare for my wife and I to Hawaii. One lady had a stack of 100 crispy dollar bills, not 100 of them. There are 15 crispy $100 bills waving it. I mean, the bribery is unbelievable. I said, no, thank you. I'm paid by my client. I don't receive reimbursement from you. I consider that to be a gross conflict of interest, and it is. It's a gross conflict of interest. If I recommend a place, and then that place hands me $1,500, or airfare to Hawaii worth thousands, or Chiefs tickets, or whatever, then I just lost all of my credibility. I lost my objectivity. I lost it all. In my opinion, to be paid by the places that you recommend is a gross conflict of interest, and I'll never have anything to do with that. So if you own your own business, and you have a senior care consulting business in your market, you will stand out in your market in a very good way. You will be unique and not just another run-of-the-mill, ho-hum, copycat free referral service. And trust me, those services are not free at all. They're getting paid a mint. They are receiving enormous compensation from a limited number of providers willing to pay them up to 100% of the first month's cost. I had one of my clients say, Steve, that's interesting. In that model, I'm the product. And I'm like, you know what? That's a really good way to say that. Yeah, that's a really, really good way to look at it. You are the product. So if this is resonating with you, if you work in the business of senior care and any of those stories, any of those experiences, if that's you and you find yourself looking at right in the center of that fork in the road and you want to explore what it looks like to own your own business, and if you're interested in operating and offering a placement service with integrity, reach out. Let's have a conversation. All of the major primary markets are wide open.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, written by Alan Ball, directed by Erin Haney Stewart. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress is a comedic exploration of love and friendship as five diverse bridesmaids find solace in a bedroom during a wedding reception, revealing the complexities of their relationship. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Five Women Wearing the Same Dress, March 8th through 24th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States has begun evacuating non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Haiti.
As gang attacks worsen in Haiti, including around the embassy in the capital, Port-au-Prince, the U.S. military has flown in forces to beef up security. According to U.S. Southern Command, aircraft flew directly into the embassy compound to airlift personnel into and out of the embassy. The military statement also said that the U.S. remains focused on aiding Haitian police and arranging some kind of U.N.-authorized security deployment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Despite numerous videos showing Hamas stealing humanitarian aid, the Biden administration is conducting more airdrops into northern Gaza. Pentagon officials say over 41,000 meals and 23,000 bottles of water were dropped. Video on social media has also shown Palestinians throwing away the packages delivered by the United States. Italian lawmakers approved the country's participation in an EU naval mission to protect cargo ships in the Red Sea from attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani told lawmakers that the mission, launched last month, is strictly defensive. However, he noted that Italian ships would have the power to defend themselves. The Iranian-backed Houthis have waged a campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in protest of Israel's offensive in Gaza against Hamas, launched in retaliation for Hamas-led attacks on Israel on October 7.
Correspondent Jeremy House. FDNY Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh is hunting down the firefighters who booed New York Attorney General Letitia James during a department promotion ceremony. FDNY retiree told the New York Post that James' presence at the event was part of a political stunt that backfired. He said the commissioner is sending her, quote, fascist pit bulls after guys. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder says the Defense Department's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or ARRO, has found no sign of alien life in reported UFO sightings.
ARRO has found no verifiable evidence for claims that the U.S. government or private companies have access to or have been reverse engineering extraterrestrial technology. ARRO has found no evidence that any U.S. government investigation, academic-sponsored research, or official review panel has confirmed that any sighting of a UAP represented extraterrestrial technology.
Big night for Oppenheimer at the Oscars. Actor Robert Downey Jr. finally won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in his role in the movie. Oppenheimer won Best Picture. Christopher Nolan won for Best Director, and Cillian Murphy for Best Actor. Emma Stone won Best Actress for Poor Things, and Divine Joy Randolph won Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. News and analysis at townhall.com. Trillions of gallons are lost from aging drinking water systems across the U.S.
It's the result of decades of deferred maintenance and disinvestment. Some communities struggle to provide safe and reliable service, especially in older industrial and rural areas that have seen significant population and industrial decline that leave behind poorer residents, vacant neighborhoods, and too large water systems. Some systems lose more than half of their treated drinking water before it reaches users. Yet experts say such communities often are at a disadvantage when seeking funding, resulting in a downward spiral. John Scott reporting.
Officials say no recoverable oil remains in the water after a sheen was reported off the Southern California coast, but the cause remains unclear. Authorities detected the 2.5-mile-long oil sheen Friday morning and recovered about 85%. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means we've got an hour or two to share with you some of the most important health information of the week, and we invite you to participate. You can call 877-726-8255. Get on the air, share a comment or a question with me. We look forward to hearing from you because, well, you're an integral part of the program. We've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're going to talk about the problems associated with vampire facials. There's a risk of transmission of serious diseases. What are vampire facials? Well, you'll find out about that a little later in the program. We're going to talk about the unique circumstances of a hyper-vaccinated man. A story has emerged about a German man who, for, quote, personal reasons, had himself vaccinated against COVID 217 times, and he's the object of intense study. We're going to find out what has befallen him. 877-726-8255. Also, we'll talk about CGMs, continuous glucose monitors. Now they're going to be available over the counter for purchase. Our number, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go on big topic because those weight loss medications, they're all the rage. Drugs like Wegovy and Rybelsus and Ozempic and now Mounjaro, also known as Zepbound, are revolutionizing obesity and diabetes treatment. And they're also garnering enormous profits for their manufacturers. For instance, Novo Nordisk has now exceeded Tesla as one of the most highly capitalized companies in the world. And some of the early drugs, the semaglutide drugs, like Wegovy and Rybelsus and Ozempic, worked on GLP-1 alone. So GLP-1 is something that is an intestinal peptide that limits appetite, affects the brain, but also affects the digestive system, slows intestinal transit. Subsequent meds like Mounjaro is a double medication. It's got GLP-1 and there's another gastric peptide, GIP, gastric intestinal peptide, that work together to produce even more spectacular weight loss. So Mounjaro, the diabetes version of the drug, and Zepbound is the weight loss version of the drug in big demand. And so as if that weren't enough, the drug companies that make these things are in a gold rush to come up with new, better, stronger, more effective medications that attempt to minimize side effects while maximizing weight loss. There's a new category of drugs that are going to make the scene. They're called amylin analogs. And these are said to deliver weight loss with reduced side effects of vomiting, nausea, and constipation. In one study, users lost on average, get this, 50 pounds, 20-plus percent of their body weight. There's also, in addition to the dual-action drugs like Mounjaro and Zepbound, they're triple-action drugs, which combine the GLP-1 and the GIP with a new hormone, glucagon. That's a triple threat for weight loss. And soon there'll be an oral version of the potent injectable drug Ozempic. So, you know, this is going to revolutionize weight loss. Until recently, it was just a matter of willpower, exercise, dieting. But concerns are being raised over how sustainable these drugs can be. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal that just came out recently. There's no easy way to stop taking Ozempic. Those who go off weight loss drugs risk regaining weight, but staying on them forever isn't a realistic option. So there's a thoughtful op-ed in Journal of the American Medical Association from Dr. Darius, get the pronunciation correct, Darius Mozafarian. He's the John Mayer professor of nutrition at Tufts University. He's a big deal in the nutrition world. And he summarizes it this way, and I'm quoting, he says, one half of U.S. adults are interested in taking a prescription weight loss drug. 93 million meet the GLP-1 weight loss eligibility criteria. So it's like almost half the population of U.S. adults. U.S. list prices are $12,000 to $16,000 per year, and even with maximum negotiated discounts, costs will likely exceed $6,500 per year. So let's do the math. If all eligible U.S. adults receive GLP-1 agonists at discounts, the annual cost would be $600 billion. That's equal to all other U.S. prescription drug spending combined. So overnight, we could actually see prescription drug spending doubled. And that is unsustainable. There are hopes that competition will lower prices, but because they keep the innovation pipeline going with ever more powerful drugs that seek to minimize side effects, that's not likely. And drug companies have been savvy. Each GLP-1 agent is protected by approximately 20 patents, many extend to 2040 or beyond. So they're not likely to go generic like other medications. Now you can get generic statin drugs relatively cheaply, but these drugs are going to be expensive for the foreseeable future. The problem, too, is that in trials of these medications, weight loss plateaus occur by 12 to 18 months. The weight loss is spectacular at first, then levels off, and finally it plateaus. And if the drug is stopped, patients generally regain the lost weight within a year. And that leads people to say, hey, I'm just going to stay on the medication. But can they? Real-world tolerability of these medications is also low. In one big study, only 27% of patients prescribed GLP-1 agonists were adherent after 1 year. They just couldn't stay on. They couldn't pay for it, or they didn't like the side effects. So the problem for the payers, whether it's the government or insurers, is that these medications may not really be cost-effective. And studies have looked at cost-effectiveness, because cost-effectiveness has to do with, are we really reducing medical costs for such problems as heart disease and diabetes in people who lose a lot of weight? No question, there's benefit, but the cost may exceed the benefit. They found incremental costs of $237,000 to $483,000 per QALY. QALYs are quality-adjusted life years. That's a way of assessing cost-effectiveness. And in one analysis, total healthcare costs among patients who adhere to these drugs doubled from approximately $13,000 per person before starting the drug to $26,000 after. So the benefits in terms of reducing whatever, heart attacks, strokes, diabetes expenses, progression to dialysis, you know, all the bad things that can happen when you're overweight, may be outstripped by the cost of these medications. So the solution, and this is a good one, that Dr. Mozeferian is proposing, is that when we administer these drugs, we also should be administering them in the context of lifestyle counseling, which involves teaching people how to eat, teaching cooking, talking about exercise and sleep, leveraging telehealth, he says, apps, peer support, artificial intelligence. All eligible patients would receive GLP-1 agonists, plus a food is medicine program. And at 12 to 18 months, planned cessation of GLP-1 drugs would occur, but with continued nutrition counseling and lifestyle counseling for weight maintenance. And that may be a way to save the day, because undoubtedly there are benefits to these medications. A medication called Wegovy had just been approved for major heart disease prevention, because overweight patients are at high risk for heart disease, and maybe they need to be on a statin, maybe they need to take daily aspirin, other drugs. But combining that with Wegovy, according to recent approval, could substantially reduce their risk for heart disease. But how sustainable is it? How cost-effective is it? Are we headed over the cliff in terms of our healthcare expenditures? We need a lifestyle approach and not just meds to address our problem of obesity. No matter how promising, how effective, how dramatically, strikingly effective these medications appear to be. 877-726-8255, our number. You can call and become part of the program. We invite you to join us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Worry about your debt.
With over 15,000 I owe? Constantly, it keeps me awake at night.
Accelerated debt settlement can cut your debt by up to 85% and in as little as 7 to 12 months.
I could be free of debt in no time?
That's right. Other debt settlement companies can take years to negotiate down your debt, but accelerated debt settlement moves fast. Just call 1-877-314-1165.
The sooner I don't have to stress about my debt, the better.
Exactly. In just months, Accelerated Debt Settlement's legal team will negotiate your unsecured debt down 60, 80, even 100%. Your debt from credit cards, student loans, timeshares, medical expenses, and more cut down 60, 80, even 100%. And you'll save thousands of dollars in interest payments.
Finally, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And a good night's sleep.
Now get free of debt in a year or less with Accelerated Debt Settlement. Just call 1-877-314-1165 and we'll get to work for you. That's 1-877-314-1165. 1-877-314-1165.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That number available to you 24/7, 365. So, if you're at your leisure during the week and maybe you missed the program, but you want to still call in with a question, call 877-726-8255 and leave a message with your question, and we'll answer it on the air as we're about to with this one.
Phenolic acid for peripheral neuropathy.
Oh, okay. So alpha lipoic acid is a potent antioxidant that has been shown to be beneficial for peripheral neuropathy, particularly diabetic peripheral neuropathy. And the theory is that in diabetes, the high sugar levels cause free radical damage to the nerves. And by using alpha-lipoic acid, you can actually reduce some of the oxidative stress, quench the free radicals, and thus improve the symptoms. So, and then symptoms are, you know, sometimes pain, sometimes numbness, sometimes tingling, but also sometimes kind of a mushy feeling when you walk. So you don't really feel like you're firmly implanted on the ground. It can also result in foot injuries because you may walk funny, and without having proper sensory awareness in your feet, you may create chronic injuries to your toes and your bones, and this is a problem for especially for diabetics. But there are other forms of neuropathy that are not necessarily related to high blood sugar. The dosage that is correct, according to a recent review, it says here an oral dose of 600 milligrams once daily seems to provide the optimum risk-to-benefit ratio. In other words, if you take more, you might get slightly better results, but there are side effects associated with high intake of alpha-lipoic acid. It's tough on the stomach. Some people can't tolerate it. You really need to take it with food because if it hits you on an empty stomach, it can cause discomfort. It's a little acidic, you know, so it can cause some discomfort. I generally team it with benfotiamine, or some people pronounce it benfotiamine, which is an activated form of vitamin B1, and also acetyl L-carnitine. And that combo seems to be effective. I recently had a patient who was suffering from this with diabetes. Did this program for a period of 6 weeks or a couple of months, and it relieved the pain and discomfort. It was like magic. It really worked well. So there you have it. Folks, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products, perhaps the most important of the decade. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation. Plus CBD Daily Balance THC Free, for those of you concerned about the effects of THC. Daily Balance provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. And it now comes in a 100-milligram option, super high, for those who need high levels of CBD each day to achieve their wellness goals. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line. Okay, a story has emerged about a German man who has had himself vaccinated against COVID 217 times. What could possibly go wrong? Well, he's been studied. The results are in. And we'll share those with you when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number for calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans deserve to know about the best services available to them. VA's new radio outreach page is a prime source for that information. The page, news.va.gov/outreach/radio, houses public service announcements that educate veterans on a cross-section of topics. That's news.va.gov/outreach/radio.
Never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions,
530-605-4517.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. That line is open for your calls this hour or next. And this story's been making the rounds, and it's quite an unusual story. The story has emerged about a German man in Magdeburg, Germany, who, for, quote, personal reasons, skirted medical recommendations and had himself vaccinated against COVID, get this, 217 times. It's not clear how he did that, because my understanding is that if you go to a pharmacy to get a COVID shot, they've got a record of it, or at least they used to, and they would tell you, no, it's too early, you can't get it. You can only get it every 3 months or something like that, which is plenty enough time, and possibly even too frequently. Some people have gotten as many as 7, 8, 9 COVID shots that I've heard of. They just keep getting them and getting them. But 217 is way beyond the pale. And one has to ask, what are the personal reasons that could motivate a guy to get a COVID shot 217 times? And I suspect, we don't know the details, but I suspect this guy's got OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And he just got to do it again and again and again and again and again to relieve his anxiety about COVID. But the problem with obsessive compulsive disease is that it's an itch that you can't scratch. And the more you scratch, the more you itch, the worse it gets. That's the definition of obsessive compulsive disorder. Because normally when you have a desire or compulsion and you do something to satisfy it, it relieves the compulsion. But with people with OCD, it simply aggravates the compulsion. So researchers got wind of this and they recognized an opportunity to study this guy, because this is a unique circumstance. It's a little bit like I hearken back to a study of a guy who ate 88 eggs per day. And they said, well, let's study this guy and see what his cholesterol is and, you know, is he developing heart disease? And it turned out not. He had an extraordinary capacity to metabolize high cholesterol foods, which suggests the body can adjust. So what's going on with this guy? Well, they studied him from tip to stern, and they found that he isn't experiencing any untoward effects. So they say. They gleefully report that he's fine, with the exception, clearly, of extraordinarily high antibodies to COVID. I mean, he's really stoking those antibody responses every time he gets a COVID shot. So that's to be expected. But is he having any other untoward effects? Well, it's too early to say, but look for this report to be leveraged against vaccine skeptics, right? Because they're going to say, well, you know, you're worried about the effects of the vaccine. Well, here's a guy who got it 217 times. He's fine. So don't worry. It's okay. There has been concern that's been raised over the possibility that the more you get vaccinated, to some extent, there's a backfire effect that it will actually cause a decline in your immunity. It's called immune exhaustion. It's like if you keep putting a pedal down on the metal in your car, you may wear out your engine. And it may be that the more shots you get, the more your immune system responds until it's finally exhausted and there's no response left at all. But this guy needs to be followed because it's a unique circumstance. He really is the object of scientific inquiry. But I'm thinking, what could possibly go wrong with a guy who got 217 COVID shots? Ultimately, we'll see. 877-726-8255, our number. And if fatigue is an issue for you, well, for whom is it not from time to time, and for some people chronically, studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age. We peak in terms of energy production, and then it's downhill. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and also improve your body's natural energy production is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. I just had a conversation with John Casey, the CEO of the company that makes NT Factor, Nutritional Therapeutics, and he shared with us clinical trials that show that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also has anti-aging effects. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas like ProPax with NT Factor. There are immune support formulas, targeted nutrition. And then there's pure NT Factor that I like. I use the NT Factor powder that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years and have prescribed it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Order direct. Call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. They're good folks there who will actually talk to you, help you with your product selection. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, 877-726-8255 are numbers. Some people choose to call when we are not live on the air and record a question, as did this person. Let's take it.
I have been taking Motrin because I have bone cancer and have a lot of pain. The Motrin I've been taking for quite a while, six a day, for about 4 or 5 months now. Is my liver in jeopardy?
Well, it turns out that when it comes to Motrin, it is less about the liver than it is about the kidneys. Because long-term high-dose use of this type of medication, Motrin, Aleve, ibuprofen, these medications can actually cause, ultimately, kidney failure. And I've actually seen a couple of cases in my practice of people who took, you know, doses like yours, moderate doses, but ultimately ended up on dialysis because they didn't tolerate those high doses. Now, it doesn't happen to everyone. Some people have good kidney reserve and they can tolerate it. But I would be careful and I would keep, get monitored by your physician to make sure that that's not happening. And then, you know, consider alternative medications that don't have a kidney effect. Now, when it comes to the liver, the big culprit is acetaminophen. And acetaminophen or Tylenol is often combined with other more potent medications, opiates, synthetic opiates, that will affect the liver. And even relatively small doses of Tylenol can cause liver problems. And there are many cases of severe liver damage, liver failure that occur in people who take acetaminophen at high doses, and even, you know, moderate doses, even as directed. But chronically, especially if they're drinking booze or they have a poor diet, they need adequate glutathione to detoxify the Tylenol. And the way that if I have to take Tylenol, for me, Tylenol provides relief. If I'm, you know, having a fever, I get very achy. And Tylenol gives me blissful relief. But I make sure that I team it with N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, because NAC actually salvages the glutathione pathway that is interfered with by acetaminophen. And so it's actually, you know, you got it backwards. It's the so-called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin, Advil, ibuprofen. These medications affect the kidneys primarily, and it's acetaminophen or Tylenol that affects the liver. 877-726-8255 our number. And, you know, there are all these ads, and they appear and then they disappear. And the first thing was about, and there was this lady in a wheelchair, and she cackled, "I got this wheelchair absolutely free from Medicare." And I thought, I wonder if this isn't some kind of scam. And then that disappeared because there's some investigations, because people really weren't appropriate for wheelchairs. They got, you know, expensive wheelchairs, and Medicare was billed exorbitant amounts for wheelchairs that didn't cost very much anyway. And it was a scam. And then there were these ads for urinary catheters. You know, not a lot of people use urinary catheters, but, you know, for some reason these ads appeared on cable TV. Get your urinary catheters for free. You're entitled to them. The government will pay for them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, here's an alert from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General, Consumer Alert, Urinary Catheter Scams. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General is alerting the public about a fraud scheme involving durable medical equipment, specifically urinary catheters. They say that scammers are targeting Medicare enrollees through phone calls, internet ads, and text messages with offers of, quote, free services, medical equipment, or even gift cards. Wow, you get a bonus gift card upon confirming their personal information and eligibility for specific Medicare services. All you have to do is give them your Medicare number, your Social Security number, all your private information, and then they'll send you the catheters. Or maybe not. They say the enticement for the individual is that they're qualified for items at no cost or free. And once the scammers obtain the enrollee's personal information, they bang Medicare incessantly and bill them for services that are either delivered but for which they hike the fees exorbitantly, or they simply don't deliver the services. So they say that they will begin to bill for medically unnecessary urinary catheters that may or may not actually be sent to the enrollee. So that's a consumer alert. You know, this, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. And unfortunately, seniors are often the target of these scams because they say, hey, you know, yeah, I could use that. You know, I'll go for it. No problem. And they're gullible. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Bye.
not? Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
How much do you worry about your debt?
With over 15,000 I.O.? Constantly, it keeps me awake at night.
Accelerated debt settlement can cut your debt by up to 85% and in as little as 7 to 12 months.
I could be free of debt in no time?
That's right. Other debt settlement companies can take years to negotiate down your debt, but accelerated debt settlement moves fast. Just call 1-877-314-1165.
The sooner I don't have to stress about my debt, the better.
Exactly. In just months, Accelerated Debt Settlement's legal team will negotiate your unsecured debt down 60, 80, even 100%. Your debt from credit cards, student loans, timeshares, medical expenses, and more cut down 60, 80, even 100%. And you'll save thousands of dollars in interest payments.
Finally, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And a good night's sleep.
Now get free of debt in a year or less with Accelerated Debt Settlement. Just call 1-877-314-1165 and we'll get to work for you. That's 1-877-314-1165.
1-877-314-1165. DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You want to get in on the action with a question or comment this hour or next. Vampire facials are a thing, and they are so named because blood is taken from you and then spun down in a centrifuge, and then the platelet-rich plasma, the clear part, along with blood platelets, which can be separated out with a centrifuge, are then extracted and injected back into your skin. And this is thought to be rejuvenative, and I think, you know, there may be something to this. They use PRP sometimes for injuries, for repair of tendons and tendonitis, and they use this for various. So they even use it for hair regrowth. Not sure how effective it is, but it's a thing. Well, there's a problem at a clinic in New Mexico. It's a medical spa where five cases of HIV infection were associated with cosmetic plasma-rich, platelet-rich plasma, PRP microneedling. Well, the microneedling, in other words, they just they punch a lot of holes in your face, basically. And then they're injecting the PRP under the skin. But there's a problem, because if you don't do it right and you reuse needles, or if you inject other secret sauce substances along with the PRP, which is sometimes used, and maybe you stick a needle in the bottle, and it's a single-use bottle, but you decide you want to save money, and you use it on several different clients, you can have contamination. So from 2018 to 2023, four former clients of the spa and one sexual partner of a client were diagnosed with HIV. So they launched an investigation. When a female client of the Albuquerque spa received an HIV diagnosis after taking a test while she was traveling abroad, she had no known HIV risks, except that she had received cosmetic PRP microneedling at the spa that spring. So they launched an investigation, and the investigators found, quote, dozens of used needles throughout the spa, improperly disposed of in multiple trash cans, and stuffed into drawers in the client treatment rooms. Unlabeled syringes were, quote, loaded with unknown biologics and were stored next to coffee creamer and cheese slices in a snack refrigerator, which is also not correct procedure. Investigators also found unlabeled tubes and vials of human blood in the refrigerator next to the food. Many of the vials appear to have been used several times, and that is clearly not the way to use injectables. They're single-use vials, and yeah, you can save money, but, you know, make them go further. You know, use them five times instead of once. They say, quote, clearly there was a wide scope of contamination and infection control violations at the spa that indicated the potential for transmission of multiple bloodborne pathogens from multiple sources. What happened here is that of the total five cases, cases 1, 2, 3, and 5 had received at least one vampire facial at the spa. It is possible that case 3 had HIV before and was the source of the HIV, and that blood products from case 3 were admixed with the treatments for cases 1, 2, and 5. Case 4 was the sexual partner of case 3, so you can't blame the vampire facial on that. The suggestion is that if you want to get a vampire facial, you need to protect yourself by making sure the facility that you go to has a clinical license to perform cosmetic injections, and that they use sterile supplies, and that they appropriately label specimen containers and don't reuse bottles frequently. So there you have it. That is not good. A new study suggests that diet drinks may be associated with atrial fibrillation. They did a study on the impact of sugary beverages and artificially sweetened beverages and their relationship to atrial fibrillation. And the curious thing is that the magnitude of the effect was a 20% increase for artificially sweetened beverages as opposed to beverages containing real sugar. It was only a 10% increase. Mechanistically, it's not clear what's going on, but it may be that sugar and ersatz substitutes for sugar exert their harmful effects via alterations of the microbiome. And there definitely have been studies that suggest that alterations in the microbiome, there's a heart-gut connection, and that this may increase the propensity to atrial fibrillation. So there you have it. Stay away from those soda beverages, whether sugary beverages or even the artificially sweetened ones. Not good in terms of many health outcomes, but now linked to higher risk of atrial fibrillation. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine and your phone calls.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The presidential campaign is heating up. In Georgia Saturday, former President Trump blasted President Biden.
In his State of the Union this week, Crooked Joe told a total fairy tale about the economy. But the fact is, under Biden, we have a three-year inflation rate of almost 50%. Under me, you had no inflation. You had no inflation.
United States is beefing up security at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti and evacuating non-essential personnel. The U.S. Southern Command sent helicopters directly into the embassy compound, bringing in scores of Marines. The neighborhood around the embassy in the capital is largely controlled by gangs. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham accusing President Biden of screwing up, quote, the world every way you can, end quote. In an interview on NBC, Graham pushed back against Biden's comment that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was hurting Israel more than helping with its military operations. Graham argued that Biden should be more forceful against Iran and Hamas. Los Angeles Police Department on a citywide tactical alert due to pro-Hamas radicals outside the Oscars. Some celebrities had to walk a mile to the venue due to the protest. Voters in Ireland defeat a progressive attempt to redefine the family.
Ireland's Prime Minister has conceded defeat in a vote over two constitutional amendments about family and women. One of the amendments in question would have broadened the definition of family in the home to not be based solely on marriage. The other would have removed a reference that a woman's place in the home offered a common good that could not be provided by the state. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar admitted he had failed to convince the majority of people to vote yes to the changes. The election was viewed as part of Ireland's evolution from a conservative Catholic country to a more socially liberal society. Karen Shamas, London.
More at townhall.com.
As we all know, that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Correspondent Karen Shamus reports on Poland and its stance on sending NATO troops to Ukraine.
Poland's foreign minister has brought up the controversial idea of sending NATO troops to Ukraine. Radek Sikorski said in Polish parliament that the presence of NATO forces is not unthinkable. He added that he appreciated the French president for not ruling out that idea. His comments are part of a larger European debate over how to help Ukraine, as Russia has gained some momentum on the battlefield and Kiev is running low on ammunition. The US Congress is withholding aid that Ukraine says it critically needs to hold off the Russians. This has put more pressure on Europe to respond to the war that has shattered peace on the continent. I'm Karen Shamas.
Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife completes testing on a cougar that attacked a cyclist. They said they found no evidence of rabies. It was in good health and no evidence of any diseases. News and analysis at townhall.com. More than 10,000 athletes accept an offer to have their likeness featured in the upcoming EA Sports College football video game.
EA Sports began reaching out to college football players in February to pay them to be featured in the game that's scheduled to launch this summer. The video game developer said players who opt in to the game will receive a minimum of $600 and a copy of EA Sports College Football 25. There will also be opportunities for them to earn money by promoting the game. EA Sports says more than 11,000 athletes have been sent an offer. John Scott reporting.
The brother of an LSU women's basketball player is under arrest after jumping onto the court during a fight that broke out during the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship. Started with just over 2 minutes left, LSU's Flauje Johnson was called for an intentional foul that was knocked to the floor by another player. South Carolina went on to beat LSU 79-72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frangel, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and let's live the life of Riley. And later, George and Gracie contribute to the war effort by planting a victory garden. This first comedy debuted on NBC's Blue Network in January of 1944 and aired for the next 7 years. There were two different television versions. The first Life of Riley launched in 1949, while the radio show was still going strong. But as lead actor William Bendix's RKO movie contract prevented him from working on TV, Jackie Gleason was cast instead. That Life of Riley only lasted a single season, but a few years later, a Bendix-led version came to television and fared much better. Of course, we're all about radio, so listen now for Bendix joined by Paula Winslow as wife Peg, with Louise Erickson as Babs and Bobby Ellis as Junior, John Brown as Digger Odell, and also listen for Jim Backus as Mr. Watson, and a celebrity guest as the neighbor. This is from May 5th, 1950.
Oh, it's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents, transcribed, The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. It's after midnight, and all is quiet in the Riley household. It's over an hour since the Rileys have retired, and in their bedroom all that can be heard is the faint ticking of a clock. And the sound of Riley's even breathing. Suddenly the stillness of the night is shattered by an unearthly wail.
What's that? What was that? Peg, wake up.
Oh, what's the matter?
I heard a scream.
Oh, you must have been dreaming. Go back to sleep.
No, I heard it clear as anything. A horrible scream. Sounded like it came from next door, Peg. Peg, maybe they're in trouble. Maybe it's a burglar.
Oh, stop imagining things.
While we're here arguing, our neighbor may be having his throat cut.
Well, what do you want me to do? Go over there and capture the murderer?
Would you, Peg? I'd go, but my bathrobe needs pressing.
Go to sleep.
Oh, there it goes again.
Oh, it's only the canter baby next door.
Why can't they keep that pesky kid quiet?
Well, it's only an infant.
I ain't gonna stand for this.
Now, what are you doing? Oh, get back to bed.
Will you keep that kid quiet? We're trying to get some sleep. It's waking up the whole neighborhood.
Shut up! You woke her up with your horrible snoring.
You keep that kid quiet. I got some rights as your neighbor.
You ain't no neighbor. You're a rivet gun with hair on it.
What? You!
Oh, Riley, please. Close the window.
The nerve of that ape. I woke the kid with my snoring. I never snored in my life.
Oh, come on back to bed.
That kid'll keep it up all night. I'll never get back to sleep now. Once I wake up... Oh, there it goes again. Oh, this has got to stop. I'm going to tell those canters once and for all.
It's not the canters. That's the Johnson baby.
The Johnsons had a baby?
Yes, last week.
Another one? They just had one 3 years ago.
Heaven's sake, will you go to sleep?
Holy smoke, listen to that. That Johnson baby makes enough noise for two.
There are two. They have twins.
Twins? What some people won't do just to get an income tax deduction. Now they woke the canter kid up.
Oh, come on back to bed. Let's get some sleep.
How can we sleep with this racket? First thing in the morning, we start looking for another house. Peg, did you hear what I said?
We'll discuss it in the morning.
I mean it. We're moving out of this maternity ward. Morning, Peg.
Morning, dear.
Morning, Pop.
Breakfast ready?
What are you so grumpy about?
Listen, Peg. If we can find a beautiful 3-bedroom house with 2 baths and a den for less than $60 a month...
No.
What do you mean, no?
We're not moving.
Now, wait, Peg. Last night you said we'd discuss it.
We just did, and I said no.
You call that a discussion?
Well, that's all I have to say on the subject. I'm perfectly satisfied with this house.
Now, just a minute, Peg. Just a minute. You know, you ain't the only one in this family. The kids have got a say in this, too. I believe everything should be democratic in the family, and we're 3-1 against you.
I don't want to move. My whole gang lives around here.
Finish your breakfast, Riley.
Just a minute. It's still 2-2. Ain't it, Babsy?
Don't count on me. I don't want to move. I like this house.
That's 3-1 against you, Pop.
Yeah, well, you kids are underage. You're too young to vote. This is between me and your mother.
Now, look, Riley, it's crazy to give up a perfectly good house just because a little baby next door
happens... Well, it ain't just a baby. It's a lot of things. The whole neighborhood.
But this is a wonderful neighborhood.
Well, it used to be 3 years ago, but ever since we moved here, it began to get crummy.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And this house, it's one of the worst houses in the whole block. You like having an empty lot next to you full of gophers and ants and weeds? And everybody in the neighborhood using it for a dump? Every time some jerk's incinerator gets too full, he brings his trash to the lot and burns it.
Who does that?
I do. Other guys, too, I mean. I want to get away from this location, get into a more modern house.
You won't find anything better for the rent we're paying.
Well, there's no harm in looking, is there?
I'm not going to walk my feet off on a wild goose chase.
All right, I'll look. So you might just as well start packing. Junior, come here, quick.
What's up, Pop?
I got it.
Got what?
The house. The house. What else?
You really been looking for a house?
I told you I was going to, and today I found it. The most wonderful house you can imagine. Made to order for us.
Where is it?
In Glendale, 85 Magnolia Lane. It sounds a lot classier than 1313 Blue View.
How many rooms?
Well, there's a living room, a kitchen, a dining room, and a breakfast nook, and three bedrooms, and a den.
That's a tremendous house.
Yeah, and it's got two bathrooms. Two. No more lining up outside the bathroom in the morning waiting for Miss America here to come out.
We haven't taken it yet.
Oh, when you see it, you'll fall in love with it.
Has it got a real fireplace?
It's got two fireplaces, one in the living room and one in the bedroom.
The bedroom? Who ever heard of that?
Oh, don't be ignorant, Junior. That's the way the rich live. They all got fireplaces in the bedroom. So in case they get hungry in the middle of the night, they don't have to go down to the kitchen. They just lay in bed and fry hamburgers. That's the way to live, huh? Two fireplaces? Oh.
Oh, now, never mind that. How much is the rent?
55.
Only 55? Yeah. Are you sure?
Well, yeah, that's $5 less than we're paying now and more rooms. And it's a wonderful neighborhood. We got a beautiful view and it's so quiet. It's a dream house.
If it's so wonderful, how come it's so cheap?
I outsmarted the landlord.
There's something wrong somewhere.
Now you come and see for yourself. Seeing's believing, ain't it?
Well, when can we see it?
Right now. Let's go.
Us too?
Well, sure. Come on, everybody. Oh, wait, you see it. Peg, it's just the kind of a house we dreamed of having when we first got married. Remember? Our honeymoon cottage? Only now it'll be even better. We got the kids with us.
This hill. Well, it's impossible. You never said anything about a hill.
Well, it is a little steep, but you'll get used to it. Besides, you can't have a view unless you're on a hill.
Oh.
Where do you see that view?
How much farther is this place?
Huh? It's just around this corner. There it is. Second house on the street. The White House. Huh? Well, what do you think of it? It leaves you breathless, huh?
What kind of house is this? It's on pylons. Where's the foundation?
Oh, well, that's just because it was moved here.
Moved?
Yeah, from Beverly Hills. That's why it's so classy. The landlord had an empty lot here, and he moved it here. They're going to put in a new foundation and lower the house on it. You won't be able to tell the difference.
I like our house better.
So do I.
Well, you haven't even seen it yet. Let's go inside and look it over before you make up your mind.
Well, might as well, as long as we're here. Oh, what's that?
It's nothing, just a squeaky step. Help me pull my leg out, Peg. That can be fixed. Now, where's that key for the... Oh, here it is.
Well?
Unlock it, Daddy.
I did, but the door seems to be stuck a little.
Oh, somehow. She can't even open the front door.
Well, at least burglars won't be able to get in.
Oh. Let's go.
No, wait. I'll get it open. There, you see, it opens.
You had to break it down.
Oh, it's nothing serious. There's nothing wrong with that door that a few nails and a hammer can't fix. Come on in. Well, what do you think?
Well, this is certainly a nice big foyer.
This is the living room.
The living room?
But yeah. It's so tiny.
Well, we couldn't get half our furniture in here.
Well, it is compact, but the rest of the house...
Where? Riley!
Now, don't get excited. Stop screaming. You women, where do you see a mouse?
Well, I don't see... Ah! Come on, we're going.
No, wait a minute.
No, I will not live in a house where there are mice.
It wasn't a mouse, it was a gopher. It must have followed us all the way from that lot next to our old house. Ah. And here's the dining room.
Oh, I've seen enough, Riley.
But you've got to see the view from here. That's why I really fell for this house, right in here. Just look at that. Look out that window, Peg. Look at those trees and the flowers and the beautiful green meadow. It's just like it was our private garden. On Sundays, we can have jolly picnics here.
That is Happy Hollow Cemetery.
Huh? It's a cemetery? Well, like I said, it's a very quiet neighborhood.
Dad, cemetery?
Oh, brother.
Well, you certainly have jolly times here watching funerals all day long. Come on, let's get out of here.
Now, wait a minute, Peg. Look at the rest of the house.
Oh, no, I've seen enough.
Wait till you see the bedroom with the fireplace. That's the best part of the house, please.
Oh, all right.
Hello there, folks.
Oh.
Hello.
Hope you don't mind my barging in like this, but I live next door. My name is George Watson.
I'm Chester Riley.
Oh, how do you do?
This is my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You folks think you're renting this place?
Well,
suppose we were. What about it?
Well, take my advice. Don't. This house was condemned, you know.
Condemned?
Yes, in Beverly Hills. That's why it was moved here. Of course, it's none of my business.
Now, you bet it ain't. When we want advice, we'll ask for it.
Oh, Riley. Oh, don't mind him, Mr. Watson. And thank you for telling us. It's very nice of you.
Well, not at all, Mrs. Riley. I just thought it my duty to tip you off. Frankly, I'm a little sorry I did. I wouldn't mind having such a charming neighbor.
Oh, Mr. Watson.
Okay, that's enough. Break it up. Goodbye, Watson. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye. Nice meeting you both.
He's good looking.
Isn't he?
Now, look, Peg.
Well, you didn't have to be so rude to him. He was just doing us a favor.
Peg, did you come here to look at a house or to make eyes at that measure?
Don't you dare talk to me that way.
I seen you flirting and giggling like a bobby soxer.
Oh, now, stop being ridiculous. Come on, children.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, wait a minute. What about this house?
You expect us to live in a house that's been condemned?
That was only in Beverly Hills. They're so rich there, they condemn everything.
I wouldn't live in this hovel if you paid me $1 million.
Well, you'll have to live in it.
Because you say so?
Yeah, I can force you to live here. I got a lease.
You? You signed a lease on this place without asking me? Then you'll have to move into it alone.
Well, don't think I won't. You can't scare me. I can live alone.
Then live alone and like it.
Peg. Babs. Junior. Wait. Huh? I'm alone, and I got a feeling I ain't gonna like it.
Pat Blue Ribbon will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere. Prove it. Prove it to yourself.
Prove it with your eyes.
Prove it with your nose.
Prove it with your taste.
Yes, you can prove to yourself that Pabst Blue Ribbon is the finest beer served anywhere. Make the three-way experts test. Test number one.
Your eyes are pleased. Look at the pure white creamy color on a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Note the sparkling clearness, the light amber color of the beer itself.
Test number two.
Your nose is teased. Inhale the fragrant bouquet that hovers over the glass. The inviting tang of hops and malt. No other beer in the entire world can match that aroma.
Test number three.
Your taste agrees. Taste that milder Blue Ribbon flavor as it flows so smoothly across your tongue. Here is the perfect beer drinker's beer. The smoother taste no other beer can touch.
Yes, make this three-way experts test. And you'll understand why, wherever you go, you hear Pabst Blue Ribbon called Finest Beer Served. Anywhere.
You hear it everywhere. Finest beer served anywhere. 33 fine brews blended in.
The Life of Riley will return after this brief intermission. Stay tuned.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
And now back to When Radio Was.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. The argument over whether or not the Rileys should move is still going strong.
Oh, why are you so stubborn? You're as stubborn as a jackass.
I'm not stubborn, you're stubborn.
You know you're in the wrong.
I'm not in the wrong, you're in the wrong.
Why don't you admit it?
Why don't you admit it?
Oh, don't be a parrot.
I'm not a parrot, I'm a jackass. You're mixing me up. Now, I don't want no more arguments. Our month is up today on this house. I got my suitcase all packed and I'm moving to Magnolia Lane. I'm your husband, and it's a wife's duty to go where her husband goes.
Not to a cemetery.
Is that so? Well, before I'm through, you'll follow me to a cemetery, and you'll love it. Are you coming, yes or no?
No.
Well, okay, then. Goodbye.
Hey, Pop, there's a man here with a moving van.
Moving van?
Well, sure, for the furniture.
What?
That furniture goes with me. It's my furniture. I owe every cent on it. Tell the man to come and get it, Junior.
Just a minute. If you lay a hand on that furniture, Riley, I warn you, I'll lose my temper.
That's right. Hit me, why don't you? Go on, hit it the first time. You husband beater.
Don't act like a child. Unpack that suitcase.
I ain't unpacking, I'm going.
Oh, then go.
Are you coming? I'm asking you for the last time, yes or no?
No.
Okay, then I'm going. Goodbye.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I'll give you one more chance. I'm asking you for the last time. Are you coming, yes or no?
No, no.
Okay, then I'm going. I don't have to beg. You know where to find me if you want me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm asking you for the last time. And this is final. Are you coming, yes or no?
No. No, 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 no.
Maybe.
I said no and I mean no.
Well, okay, if that's the way you want it, I'm going. But I'm warning you, you'll be sorry. You'll be calling for me to come back, but it'll be too late. I'll turn a deaf ear. Goodbye. Did I hear you call?
No!
Well, then, this is final. Goodbye. Darn that step. Get my leg in it. Get out. Oh, darn door. Hey, looks kind of empty.
Hello there, Mr. Riley.
Oh, it's you, Watson. What are you doing in here?
Some men delivered a bed here before. Was that yours? You, moving in after all?
Yes, I'm moving in.
Where is, Mrs. Riley?
None of your business. She's my wife and she's got nothing to do with you.
Well, I was just being neighborly.
Yeah, well, you be neighborly on your own property. Goodbye. Nerve of that guy running after Peg. For 2 cents, I'd lay him out.
You work too cheap. My union wouldn't like it.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. The door was open.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I happen to be in the vicinity, visiting a neighbor of yours.
Oh, that Crumb Watson.
Neighbor.
Oh, you mean... How'd you know I was here?
Peg told me. Riley, aren't you being a little unreasonable?
Me? Peg's the one who's unreasonable. She didn't want to live here because it's next door to a cemetery. Is that so terrible?
Not at all. And I told your wife as much. I even quoted a poem I once wrote on the subject. Quote, though you may live next to a cemetery, you can still enjoy each minute. Take the word of a wise old bird. Better next to than in it.
I say, besides, you can't even tell what it is. Look at that view from here. It looks just like a golf course.
True, but there are more than 18 holes in it.
This is a wonderful house for money, only $55. Look at all the space. Why, for $55, all you usually get is a box with no room to turn around in.
You'll have to pay more than $55 for that, believe me. Still, that's no reason to break up your home. It doesn't make sense. You here and the family at 1313 Blueview? Go back.
No, never. They'll have to come to me.
Look, get a good night's sleep. You'll feel different in the morning.
I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Oh, these will help you.
What are they?
Pills. Good for the nerves. They relax you. Take one, and if you still can't sleep, repeat in 2 hours. One every 2 hours.
Will they work?
Oh, you try them. Just lie down on that bed there. Head down, toes up, close your eyes, fold your hands. Oops, that reminds me I have an appointment. Tell you, I'd better be shoveling off.
I hope these pills work. Now, how many did Digger say to take? One now and repeat in 2 hours. Well, that's silly. Why wake up just to take a pill? I'll take two now. I better make it three just to be on the safe side.
Hey, this is the place, Bill. 75 Magnolia Lane.
Say, didn't we just move this house here from Beverly Hills?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, why does the owner want to move it again? Is he crazy or something?
No, he sold the lot this morning for a terrific price. They're going to put up a big supermarket. So now he's got to move the house again.
Well, where's it going this time? Far from here?
No, we can take a shortcut past the Union Station. Let's see, I got it written down here. Oh, here. It goes to a lot that's next to 1313 Blueview Terrace. Well, let's hitch the house to the truck and drag it away.
What's that? Oh, it's just a truck passing by. Sounds like it's on the front lawn.
Oh, gee, I'm sleepy. Hey, what's my bed doing in the dining room?
This morning I went to sleep in the living room. Gee, the house is shaking. It's probably a small earthquake. Oh, gee, I'm sleepy. What's that? Another truck? Oh, gee, I'm sleepy. Hey, that's funny. Now the bed's back in the living room. Must have been here all the time. There's something wrong with me. I can swear that's the Union Station. I see through the window there. Oh, but that's impossible. This house is miles from the Union Station. That earthquake is still going. I'm imagining things. Must be those pills I took.
A little more. That's it. Okay, the house is straight. Now let's unhitch her and get out of here.
What's that? A baby. Here too? I thought I got away from them. Sounds like it's right next door. Must be that Watson kid. I didn't know he was married. And he's got a nerve to flirt with my wife yet. Nah, I took that from the Cantor kid, but I ain't gonna take it from his. I'll fix that Watson. I'll fix him once and for all. Hey, Watson, keep that brat quiet. You hear me, Watson?
Who's making all that racket?
Listen, lady, you tell that husband of yours to go back. What are you doing in Watson's house in the middle of the night in a nightgown?
What are you talking about?
Hey, look, it's Pop.
Holy smoke, he stole my kids, too.
Riley, what are you doing in that house?
I live here. What are you doing in that house?
Do you know where you are?
75 Magnolia Lane.
Oh, take another look.
Well, I... Oh, no, it can't be. I must be dreaming.
You're not dreaming.
Well, then I must have walked in my sleep. But how did the house get here?
Don't you see? It was moved here.
Moved here? To the empty lot? But
don't stand there hanging out of the window with your mouth open. What do you got to say now?
Oh, darling, it's good to be home again.
Just a moment, Riley will return. Getting ready to cook outdoors again? Man, oh man, there's nothing like a charcoal steak cooked on that grill out in your backyard. And to bring out the full flavor, just top it off with a bottle or can of that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. That's a feast you and your friends will be talking about for weeks to come. Remember to stock up tomorrow with plenty of the finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Where have you been, Riley?
To see the landlord. I did it, Peg. I broke the lease.
I know.
How did you know?
Well, somebody else moved in just a while ago.
Oh, yeah? Nice people?
Oh, very nice.
Well, as long as you like them, it's okay with me.
Oh, hello there.
Watson, it's you.
Yes, it seems I can't get away from you folks.
Hello, Mrs. Riley.
What a revolting development this is.
Say, Riley.
Yeah?
Have you ever seen the chef in the kitchen of a famous restaurant testing one of his creations, a roast turkey or a delicious salad dressing or a chicken curry?
Why, sure, Mr. Wellington.
Well, what does he do?
Well, he gives it the three-way experts test. He looks, he smells, he tastes.
Right. And that's exactly the way an expert tests a tall, sparkling glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. He looks, he smells, he tastes, and his eyes are pleased with the creamy foam, the clear, brilliant color of the beer. His nose is teased with the aroma of Blue Ribbon hops, and his taste agrees. It's the finest beer served
anywhere.
So when somebody says, what do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
Oh, it's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Mrs. Riley as Paula Winslow, Digger O'Dell as John Brown, Babs as Louise Erickson, Junior as Bobby Ellis, Mr. Watson as Jim Backus, and the neighbor is Eddie Cantor. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
From May 5th, 1950, yes, indeed, radio legend and famed singer Eddie Cantor was the special guest, playing the Riley's next-door neighbor. How about that? At the time, Cantor had been hosting a variety show also sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. His on-air career had launched in the early days of radio. He appeared on Rudy Valley's show and the Chase and Sanborn Hour back in 1931. And he continued to host radio shows pretty much nonstop throughout the rest of the 30s, as well as the 1940s. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, a comedy tandem which first came to radio around the same time as Eddie Cantor. It's George Burns and Gracie Allen, right after this.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a four-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing four-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear three times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This four-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. During World War II, the stateside radio shows got involved in the war effort in a number of ways. Taking advantage of having a national audience and reminding folks how they should ration supplies and cut costs in the lean times. As you'll hear in a moment, the writers of this Burns and Allen episode put it right into the script. In addition to George and Gracie, be sure to listen for cartoon voice legend Mel Blanc stopping by as the Happy Postman. This is from March 30th, 1943.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap that's purer than finest Castiles. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, now it's just after breakfast at the Burns house, and we find George and Gracie still in the dining room. George reading his morning paper, and Gracie deeply engrossed in a fascinating new book.
Let me see. The blue ones are for canned goods, and the red ones are for meat, butter, fat,
Gracie, what are you mumbling about?
Nothing, dear. I'm just looking at my ration book. Say, 2 pounds of short ribs equal 1 pound of butter, unless they have the bone taken out. Of course, in which case they equal 3 cans of tuna fish. Now,
are you sure you understand how this thing works?
Oh, George, it's the simplest thing in the world. Of course I understand it. Why, who does?
Look, it's very simple. The blue stamps are for canned goods and the red stamps are for meat.
I wish there were more red stamps. I love meat. Say, I wonder how much the cleaner would charge to dye the blue stamps red. Forget it, huh?
I would, yes. All you have to remember is not to spend more than your quarter of points. When those red and blue coupons are gone, you're sunk.
Well, I'd still have the white coupons left in the other book.
No, but all you can get with those is coffee, sugar, and shoes. And you wouldn't like that.
No, I like coffee, sugar, and cream.
Yeah. That's because shoes are harder to pour.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, excuse me, George. There's someone at the door.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. And top of the morning to you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman, and the rest of it to you. How are you feeling today?
Glorious, Mrs. Burns. Simply glorious. This spring air is such a tonic. Every time I take a deep breath, I just want to cry out with ecstasy.
Back. Go ahead.
Thanks. Oh, now I feel better.
Well, I must try that sometime. Any mail for us this morning, Mr. Postman?
Yes, indeed. A whole raft of seeds and gardening magazines.
Oh, yes, I sent away for those. I'm going to surprise George. We're going to have a victory garden in the backyard.
Oh, your husband will love working in the garden. That's what keeps me the muscular, clear-eyed specimen of rugged manhood.
Well, of course, our victory garden will just be on a small scale. A few radishes, onions, tomatoes, corn, wheat, barley, rye, oats, alfalfa, hay.
All that?
Well, the cow will have to have something to eat.
Are you going to keep a cow in the backyard?
Oh, well, I can't keep her in the house. You should have heard the fuss George raised when my mother stayed with us.
Oh, goodness. You're going to have a regular farm.
Yes, we're even going to raise chickens. In fact, George is inside sitting on the eggs right now.
Your husband is going to hatch the chickens?
Yep. But he doesn't know it. You see, I hid the eggs under the cushion of his easy chair.
You're a character, Mrs. Burns. Well, lots of luck with your farm.
Oh, well, thank you. And goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
After this short break, the Burns and Allen Show will return. Stay tuned.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And now back to the Burns and Allen Show on When Radio Was.
Oh, I wonder if it'll be hard for me to change from Gracie Allen, the beautiful, sophisticated city girl, into Gracie Allen, the farmer. Let's see now. Morning, Mrs. Higgins. Can I help you churn margarine? Why, it's easy.
Who's that, Gracie? The postman?
Yep, sure was, by cracky.
By cracky?
Yeah, that's farmer talk, by heck.
Gracie, do you feel all right?
Tolerable, Hiram, tolerable.
Hiram? Tolerable? What is all this?
Well, George, we're through with the hollow sham of city life. We're going back to the soil. I've decided to plant a victory garden.
Well, that's fine. A victory garden is a swell idea. But we don't have to make ourselves for Lum and Abner.
Oh, well, you love being a farmer, George. It's so helpful, breathing in that fresh, clean, sweet morning air as you feed the pigs.
Oh, stop.
I know a lovely poem about country life. Would you like me to recite it for you?
Well...
Of course you would. The curfew parts the toll of homeward day. The weary cows wind slowly up a tree. The world plods o'er the lee when Nell's away and leaves the plowman in the dark with me. Beautiful, huh?
Yeah, the greatest thing of its kind. Look, we're not going to have a farm. All we're going to have is a victory garden.
Yeah, just a sweet little victory garden. And I'll be at your side singing an old country song to cheer you on. We'll work together with a yo-ho-ho. You'll ho and I'll ho.
We'll both ho? I thought maybe you'd like a yo and I'll ho.
Won't you love getting up at 4 o'clock every morning to milk the cow?
Yes, I'll yo and you'll yo, yeah. Look, if I had a cow, I couldn't milk it.
Oh, you could, too. You squeeze oranges beautifully, and they don't even have a gadget on them.
Gracie, if you don't mind, I'll stick to oranges. I have yet to have an orange kick me.
Hi, people. What's new?
Oh, hello, Bill. Hello, Bill. I'm so glad you came. Now you can take our order.
Order?
Yes, you know, we farmers don't get to see you traveling salesmen very often.
I'm a traveling salesman?
Yep, Bill, that's what you are. And Gracie wants me to be a farmer. Isn't that silly? What do I know about vegetables?
Are you kidding? I remember your vaudeville act.
I don't see anything funny.
Gee, Gracie, I wish I were a traveling salesman because I'd like to travel from one end of this country to the other and tell everybody about the wonderful offer the Swan people are making. Now, they'll send you a rainbow assortment of 8 gladiolus bulbs, including a special feature bulb called the Swan White for only 10 cents and the wrapper from any size cake of Swan soap.
Really, Bill?
Oh, yes. And these gladiolus bulbs are the kind florists use for their choicest cut flowers. And they'll grow in a few weeks into big, satiny blooms of all colors, with as many as 16 flowers to each stem, some of them as large as 4 inches across.
Oh, Bill, can I get some to beautify our farm? How do you get them?
Well, Gracie, we'd like to have the people write into you for the gladiolus bulbs. They just send a dime and one swan wrapper to Gracie Allen, Box 7, New York City.
Gracie Allen, Box 7, New York City. Well, I'll have to sit right down and write myself a letter.
Well, Gracie, well, I'll be running along now.
Well, come back later, Bill. We may have a quilting party or something.
A quilting party?
Yeah, now that we're farmers, we'll have quilting parties, husking bees, square dances.
Square dances?
Uh-huh.
Well, Gracie, that's my meat. You know, I love to call a good square dance. Oh, swing your partner, do-si-doo, promenade left, all in a row.
Bill.
To get gladiolus bulbs 8 at a time,
Bill.
Send a swan wrapper and a dime.
Bill.
To Miss Gracie Allen, so sweet and pretty,
look.
Care of Box 7 in New York City.
Yeah.
Now all join hands for the grand promenade.
Yeah.
Best darn offer ever was made.
Oh.
So get those bulbs, do-si-doo.
Yeah. Bill, go.
Oh, no.
George.
Yes, he's a regular suds and whiz.
Oh, I have a wonderful idea. Let's adopt Tootsie Sagwell.
What? Adopt Tootsie Sagwell?
Well, certainly. We're farmers, and if we adopt her, she'll be a farmer's daughter, and Bill is a traveling salesman.
Never mind.
Ending with a reference to the age-old farmer's daughter joke, that was the first half of The Victory Garden, a wartime Burns and Allen episode from the spring of 1943. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and Victory Gardens first became popular during the First World War and then returned during the Second World War, where an estimated 40% of all vegetables grown in the U.S. came from Victory Gardens. Beginning with Eleanor Roosevelt, a number of first ladies had vegetable gardens planted on the White House lawn. And my question this time, which U.S. first lady planted the largest and most expansive? I'll name her and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. VA disability compensation is open to veterans with a disability rating of 10% or more. Veterans may qualify for more than $4,000 a month. Those with a disability rating of 10% or more also get free or low-cost VA health care. If you have a disability rating, you can apply for a rating increase. Learn more at va.gov/disability.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hi, it's Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. Every day, I'm here to keep you up to speed on the most important stories and info that you need to know in your very busy life. Every day, it's the same stuff. Republicans don't know how to message. Democrats are trying to outmaneuver Republicans. They're all trying to figure out how they can still quietly fund Ukraine. Meanwhile, where's the law and order? You know, the sanctuary cities. Visit DanaRadio.com and click on the podcast link or subscribe at wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Victory Gardens. And I mentioned that Eleanor Roosevelt had planted one on the White House lawn during the Second World War. Other first ladies also added vegetable gardens to the nation's home. And in March of 2009, First Lady Michelle Obama broke ground on the largest and most expansive White House lawn vegetable garden at over 1,000 square feet and more than 50 varieties of vegetables. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to please visit the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.